dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was June, and summer had come to the frozen tundra. My landlady, Doris, accosted me one morning as I left for work.
Hey, Noir.
Yeah.
Say, you once told me you wish you could move to a higher class apartment, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, now you don't have to, because I'm raising your rent.
What?
Yeah.
$50 more per month. So, when the call came from Atlanta offering me a paying job, I was inclined to say yes. Yeah, Noir here.
Mr. Noir, this is Buddy Patterson down in Atlanta.
Right.
I'm calling about, well, a tragedy that's taking place in our city. And I refer to the Atlanta Braves!
Woo! Uh-huh. See that the, these Braves of yours got off to kind of a slow start this season here, huh? No?
Sir, I did not call you to get your insights into our team's performance this spring.
All right, I'm sorry.
This is something we do not discuss outside of the Braves family.
Stating a fact, that's all.
I'm well aware of our team's win-lose record,
sure,
sir.
I'm sure you are.
Yes, I am not an ignoramus.
Well, I didn't mean to suggest that.
You don't live in Atlanta, so you have no idea what our team is up against.
I apologize, sir.
You live in Minnesota, and the Minnesota Twins, as I recall, are not burning up the American League this year.
No, they're not.
Talk about your pot calling your kettle black.
All right, I withdraw what I said. So sorry.
Well, the reason for the Braves' lousy season this year so far is what I called you about, Mr.
Right.
Noir. This season is the team's last season in its beloved Turner Field.
No.
One of the most beautiful ballparks in the history of baseball.
Uh-huh.
Next spring, unless the good people of Georgia come to their senses, the team will leave its home in the great American city of Atlanta, a city with history, culture, and go to an ugly new field in the midst of miles of shopping malls and office parks. I'm talking about Cobb County.
I've heard of that, yeah.
The northern suburbs of Atlanta. No public transportation to speak of, just freeways that turn into parking lots.
I see.
You just got to help us.
So, the next day a call came from the Save the Braves committee. Same story.
All right, now, Turner Field is a beautiful field. It was built for the 1996 Olympics as a track and field stadium, then converted to baseball. Very economical.
And now the Republicans of Cobb County, these fiscal conservatives who pay public school teachers in paperclips, have ponied up $500 million,
$500 million,
so the Braves can leave a fine old ballpark and move a few miles north.
I tell you, it's a scandal.
It is a horror.
It's a tragedy.
A blasphemy.
We must stop it now.
Yeah.
So, I got on a Delta flight to Atlanta, took my seat on Delta, and a minute later, the...
Oh, thank you for flying Delta, sir, and for sharing your journey with us.
I'm sorry, what?
Would you mind taking a brief survey on your feelings about this flight? It'll only take a minute.
I just got on the plane.
Yes, I am aware of that. But do you have any trepidations, any phobias, any sensitivities we could address?
No. Well, I'm hoping this man in front of me won't recline his seat and bust my kneecaps.
All righty, let me take care of that for you, sir.
Don't recline your seat, you hear me? You recline that seat, I'm going to bust your head, okay? You got that? All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. She left, and moments later, the pilot came back to talk to me.
Evening, sir. I'm your pilot, Randy Anderson. I want to thank you for sharing your journey with
sharing
us.
Sharing what?
If there's anything I can do to make your flight more pleasant, please let me know.
Just go back in the cockpit and look at your flight plan, would you?
Yes, I've already looked at the flight plan.
Well, just do it. Don't walk around shaking hands with people.
I just want to be sure that you felt
well, I don't want you to. I want you up in the cockpit looking
at
your instrument panel.
Sure, that you were.
Just do it now. Close the door.
It's
go.
A Delta thing, Curtis.
In the cockpit.
Sir. Okay,
please.
Fine.
Just fly the plane, okay? That's your job. Thank you. Thank you. It took me an hour to get into the city because the taxi driver's GPS got confused by all the Peachtree streets. I wound up out in Cobb County where I saw this enormous stadium under construction. Hey, driver, stop. Thank you. Just pull over by that hole in the fence there. I'm just going to take a look here. I walked out on the field. There were no security people around. A whole bunch of earth movers parked out there and a lot of stakes marking the field. It was easy to pull them up and move them around a little bit. Change the configuration. I sort of imagine that they hired immigrant labor, you know, from non-baseball cultures to do the work. And the field, as I redesigned it, was more for lawn bowling or for quoits, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I want to thank you for coming, Mr. Noir. I mean, we'd almost given up on saving Turner Field. Now your arrival.
Well, I'm not a magician, okay? I just do my best.
You know, the other thing that's been causing the Braves to lose this season is worry that they might get parking tickets.
What?
That's right.
Ball players getting parking tickets?
Well, you see, the city of Atlanta has switched over to parking enforcement by robots.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's called Park Atlanta.
I see.
Just come outside with me. I'll show y'all.
So we walked outdoors just in time to see a drone fly over the parking lane and hover over a car. And it sent a signal to a white van that came cruising along, and a mechanical arm emerged from the side of it and printed a parking ticket.
You were parked 2 inches too far from the curb. $200.
And it stuck this ticket onto the windshield there, and the van moved ahead to where the drone was hovering over another car.
You see, the city of Atlanta got rid of all their meter maids a few years ago when they got this robot coming.
Really?
Yeah, an inch one way or another, a few seconds too long. You got yourself a hefty parking
fine.
Well, the people of Atlanta must be infuriated.
Well, they should be, but it gets hot here.
Yes. Well, people get passive in the heat.
That's right. That's why the new stadium has very little opposition.
Right. People sit outside with a cold beer and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, they think, oh, what the heck.
Yeah. So I thought to myself, if hot weather makes them lethargic, then what about cold weather? It was easy to bring in that drone. I just grabbed it. It settled in my arms. And I used that drone to bring in the other drones, a couple dozen of them. And then I got the van to come. And I found this very bright 10-year-old boy who knew about programming.
Oh, wow, drones, cool.
He got them all reprogrammed to fly over Cobb County, 14 drones. And I found the freezer plant where they store Eskimo pies, and I bought 13 tons of frost.
What you gonna do with the frost,
I was gonna experiment here, that's all. So they scraped off the frost, and the drones loaded up, and that night, 3/4 of an inch of snow fell on Cobb County.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Cool.
But to the residents of Cobb County, it was a natural disaster. Police cars cruised through the neighborhood.
Stay in your homes. Do not panic. Stay in your homes.
And, of course, people panicked, of course, and there was a run on the supermarkets. The governor declared a civil emergency.
Tonight, I'm calling out the National Guard and closing the schools and government offices.
Snow melted, but panic still prevailed. Cars were abandoned in the middle of streets. Drones flew in and ticketed them and dropped more snow. Churches got involved.
That's the judgment of the Lord calling down a plague upon his people. Examine your conscience, all you
And they discovered that the new stadium would only be good for ultimate frisbee or monster truck jumping. So 75,000 seats for that seemed too many, so they put out the seats. They turned the stands into parking ramps. And that same month, the first monster truck rally took place in Cobb County. 2,000 horsepower truck jumping over 5 school buses, doing a double backward flip. And meanwhile, the Braves renewed their lease on Turner Field, and they picked up some fabulous young ball players with money they got from parking tickets issued by drones out in Cobb County. They got themselves a left-handed fastballer named Bill Whitworth.
Strike three!
Got a slugging first baseman named Roy Blunt. As the Braves edged up past the Phillies, past the Mets, and it's no wonder Atlanta wanted to rename it Noir Field, just out of gratitude, but I said, no. Anonymity is crucial for a private eye. Just simple thank you would be more than enough.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mr. Noir.
Oh, wow.
Whatever can we do to show our gratitude?
That is an awfully tiny bikini you're wearing there, Miss Bravery.
Oh, the better to know you, boy.
Kind of worried about you catching cold in that. They say it may snow tonight, you know.
Well, then just put your arms around me, big boy.
My goodness gracious, you are giving off heat there.
Goodness has nothing to do with it, sweetheart.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.